My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Good morning and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, staying up to date and relevant is almost priceless today if you are capable and able to do so. You know, it's great to be able to dig back into our history and look at where we've come from. But on the other hand, it's also good to be up to date and relevant as to how things nutritionally, as well as medically, apply to our world today. Staying on top of the information, but also being able to sort out the good information from the bad information and the true from the misinformation, you know, it takes good, solid people that have the knowledge to work with. Every single day here on the Staying Healthy radio show, I bring you the relevant topics, some of the best guests in our industry, as well as we talking about the things that are important, the wonderful things that are important, the things that could change our life if we listen. And maybe just that awareness, maybe just the information to allow us to feel better than we have in a long, long time, we'll be able to have that dialogue. You know, that comfortable dialogue with our friends, our family members, as well as our medical practitioners. So tune into the show Monday through Friday. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived right here on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And I do that because of the fact that these are people that are in the helping field. They are passionate, they are so good and so wonderful at what they do, and they make it easy for people to get questions answered. And I think that that is truly important in today's world because there needs to be that trust, there needs to be that wonderful camaraderie of conversation, and you need to work with a store that has the highest quality products available. Stay Healthy Health Food Store in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well as visiting their webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. There's stayhealthylasvegas.com. You can even print a $5 off coupon to use in their store at their webpage, and that's pretty darn cool. Well, today we're going to be talking about something quite interesting. And of course, I want to give a shout out and say hello to everybody that I met in Florida last week. Hi, everybody. Met some wonderful people down there. And you know what? There are amazing people around the country that are really into the idea of helping people. And that is so wonderful because today we need all the help we can get. You know, a lot of us for the longest time thought that we had plenty of time to work on our health. And coming up through the ranks, I remember most of the things we talk about today, we used to talk about with people that were much, much older. Well, that's no longer the way it is anymore, and we're still learning, we're getting information all the time. And I think probably one of the biggest discoveries in our field over the last probably 20 years is something called the endocannabinoid system. And we've been talking about that when we're talking about CBD. Now, you know I'm a huge advocate of CBD. I think it's an amazing product. I think it has changed the lives of many, many people. And I think it is an amazing, great start to where the endocannabinoid system is going to be going. And the wonderful thing that I have learned about the endocannabinoid system is that, you know, we have to think about, you know, the control towers, you know, the parts of our body that are putting us into a balanced system. And the endocannabinoid system, pretty much of a surprise discovery, if you will, not really known about until about 1988, when they really started, you know, learning about this and being able to actually put it on paper as something that was real. And the crazy thing is, we know about our central nervous system, we know about our circulatory system, we know about the other systems of the body, but how had this been eluding us for over 600 million years? Well, I look at it this way. I'm just glad that it was detected, and we found out that most of the creatures in our world have an endocannabinoid system, all except for insects. So when you think about it, it's a receptor site similar to the nervous system. And the endocannabinoid system, its main function is regulation and balancing. So when you think about balance and you think about the endocannabinoid system, you have to think of like a teeter-totter that's out in the middle of a schoolyard, and you want to think about a 100-pound child on either side. You know, when they're springing off the ground and there's that perfect balance and, you know, everything is kind of flowing beautifully. The problem is today, due to diet and stress and our bodies being out of control and processed foods and all the xenoestrogens that are out there and all of the chemicals and preservatives and things that are out there that we deal with every single day, things we can control and many things we cannot control, that same teeter-totter, you've got a 300-pound person on one side, an 80-pound person on the other side, that's an out-of-balance system. There is no homeostasis there at all. So we need to remember that finding that balance is really, really important. The goal of this ECS, or the endocannabinoid system, is to encourage that homeostasis, which is balance. Now, you probably read in your books, you probably heard me over the years mention the word homeostasis. And I haven't used it a lot in a long time because we're just trying to find balance. And when you're dealing with a system in the body that is really, truly doing this, understanding, you know, the definition again is important. Homeostasis, it is the maintenance of relatively stable conditions within the body's internal environment, like our temperature, our blood pressure, our pH level, even our hormones, despite changes occurring both inside and outside the body. You know, eating, exercise, pregnancy, stress, all the things coming at us. The communication system, this system in general, is vital to a healthy life. Keeping our endocannabinoid system healthy and strong enough to deal with all of the life stressors coming at us is imperative. Imperative to our overall health and well-being. It is really, truly important. And this is where we really need to, you know, get ourselves a little bit more balanced, because I think we've learned that if we don't do something, we're going to start to notice a lot of these at one time older age problems happening at a much younger age. I mean, it's not uncommon for me to do a consultation with somebody who has a blood work, who has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, all these problems, and they're 25. You know, and the doctor is doing bone density checks on a 30-year-old woman who has the bones of a 70-year-old. If you think about what's going on in the world today, people that are 25 years of age today have been living their entire life on processed foods. And many of them will be the first to tell you that they don't eat well at all. Haven't seen a vegetable in ages. You know, that little curled up, wilted little piece of lettuce on a burger, well, it doesn't count. So we do have to make some changes. And those changes, along with supporting the endocannabinoid system, is going to get us where we want to be. Now, we've learned with CBD that there are a lot of people out there finding this balance. And for the people that did not want to use cannabis and anything with THC, a lot of people went right directly to CBD, and that's been great. But we do have to remember there is still some THC in the CBD products. And for many people, it's not enough to have any of the psychoactive effects, and that's wonderful. But the thing is, that little bit of THC that's in there, for some people, is not allowable in their job. They can't have anything that has any THC in the base. Many people are worried about having that THC, and many people are concerned. So when I heard that there was a line out there that was going to give us and provide us with alternative methods for supporting the endocannabinoid system, I was really excited. Because my thing is, whether you drive the Lexus or the Mercedes to the valet parking, you're going to get the same benefit. But sometimes we need to learn that there are other things available. Now, your endocannabinoid system is involved in every aspect of your health. So it's very, very important. The endocannabinoid system, it mediates systemic health, like with our brain, our nervous system, our heart and our lung, our bone and muscle, our immune system, our digestive system, things like our kidney and our liver and our spleen and our endocrine glands, our fat and adiposity, our blood vessels, blood cells, lymph cells. So you see, it is kind of got its hand in a little bit of everything. So how do we not know about this? The endocannabinoid system regulates things that we experience every day. So there's a direct responsibility for things like pain, motivation and reward, appetite, inflammation, thermoregulation, eye ocular pressure, things like our muscle control and our sensation and energy and metabolism, our mood and our stress responses. These are all things that are worked with within the endocannabinoid system. The endocannabinoid system activators, the keys that kind of fit the lock, are things like endocannabinoids, phytocannabinoids, which comes from plants, that's what these are, and the cannabimetics, the mimickers. Now, we know that the ECS activators, the CBD and THC, are only two of many endocannabinoid activators that bind to the CB1 and the CB2 receptors in our bodies. There are those two major receptor sites, CB1 and CB2. Now, the CB1 receptor sites are found primarily in the central nervous system in the brain, and most of the time, they are the ones that are affected by cannabis, things with a higher dose of THC. Now, the CB2 receptors, if you're using CBD products, you know that those are the receptor sites that are found primarily in the immune system, the gastrointestinal tract, and the peripheral nervous system. And those are the things that are usually worked on or supported by CBD. Now, the endocannabinoid system, although we are supporting it with other, whether you're using THC or cannabis, depending on where you are on your legality within your jobs and careers, or you're using plant-based endocannabinoid system supporters, they're all different avenues. A lot of people say, is it an alternative? Well, it's really not an alternative. It's just another avenue. There are many avenues, and we're learning more every single day. You got to remember, some of the things we're learning today are things we've known about for 80, 90, 100 years, and we're learning new ways of dealing with them. This is pretty new. So here we are still considering the new things that are coming in our direction. Now, no matter what you do in life, no matter what part of your system you're trying to get better, get healthier, or see or work from a different angle, endocannabinoid supporters are also dietary, lifestyle, and environmental. You know, we know that healthy fats and a whole food-based diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids is important. With the high levels of inflammation today, I am a proponent of the Mediterranean diet because it is an anti-inflammatory diet and also lubricating and supporting. We know that stress reduction and modification, learning how to decompress using things like yoga and meditation or nature walks or going out into nature, taking your dog for a walk and getting our butts off the chair and getting outside and enjoying life a little bit is going to be detrimental if we don't do it and positive if we do. We know that regular exercise, taking our dietary supplements and botanicals, and you know, and relax, learning how to relax is very, very important. The endocannabinoid deficiency syndrome is what's happening because of our out of balance situation. It's when it's compromised, and for prolonged exposure to these compromising factors, things like really poor diet and nutrition. These things don't just make you overweight. They don't just cause you to go to the doctor and end up on medications, but they also cause your endocannabinoid system to not be able to produce its own natural system within the body. It keeps us from having homeostasis. It keeps us from having a balanced situation. And those are things that we really do have to make sure that we're doing. And I think that we need to make sure that we're doing every single thing that we can possibly do. I think we need to make sure that we are finding a better way to find balance and finding a better way to actually look toward a better, easier way of finding, I guess the word balance is the best thing. When you have chronic stress and chronic illness and genetic factors and environmental toxins, drug abuse, addiction, lack of exercise, poor diet, poor nutrition, those things lead us to the main things that we deal with every day. And also things like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and migraines and IBS and seizure disorders and all those different things that are happening on a daily basis. We need to learn how to find balance. So how do we activate the endocannabinoid system? Well, the activators are things like phytocannabinoids that are in this line of products from Emerald, which give us the plant-based way of helping to support an endocannabinoid system. We also have the endocannabinoids, the ones that are naturally produced inside the body. Very important. And then the cannabimetics, which are the cannabinoid mimicking compounds. We know the receptor sites, the CB1s and CB2s. The wonderful thing about these products in this line is they work on both CB1 and CB2. You know, where CBD works on the CB2 and the cannabis works on the CB1, we get the benefit when we're using these plant-based endocannabinoid balancers, if you will. And then we add in the things that we know we need to add in. Healthy fats, whole food-based diet, stress reduction, things we talked about, you know, dietary supplements, botanicals, all that good stuff. Now, the way that I describe, you know, the endocannabinoid system is the fact that, you know, once these things are activated, they start to almost kind of vibrate in the body. You know, you have this intricate cascade of neurotransmitters that are released that communicate vital information throughout the body, and everybody starts talking within our body, our cells and our glands and our organs and the tissue. They all start working the way they should be working, and then everything kind of falls in place. And the end result, homeostasis. That perfectly functioning endocannabinoid system ensures balance in our cells and our tissues and our organs. It's really, really important. So, nutritional support for our endocannabinoid system. Proper nutritional support of the ECS is required for optimal health in the same manner that diet, nutrition, stress relief, and sleep and exercise are important to other systems of the body. We know that dietary and nutritional plant and food sources are important cofactors in the support of a healthy endocannabinoid system. An endocannabinoid deficiency is the condition in which the ECS is compromised due to things like poor nutrition or prolonged exposure to psychological or physical stress or disease. Our internally produced endocannabinoids, plant-based phytocannabinoids, and other ECS activators can reignite a beat-up system, a system that is beat down and has been, you know, just truly out of balance for such a long time. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to provide ourselves with a better alternative way of looking at our health, because we can't keep going the way that we're going. We can't keep eating this way and expect our body to rejuvenate and rehydrate and relubricate and balance. You know, today more and more people are having to be on medications just to get through the day. And it's getting worse. And we have the knowledge at our fingertips. We understand that there are things that we have to do, but we have to make sure that we're ready for the change. So when you decide what you're going to do, and I am somebody who's using these products, but I'm also using CBD. I decided I wanted both of them. Some people are not able to have both. They can't have any THC in their system at all. And for those people, the Emerald line of products is going to give you an amazing avenue to be able to get the benefit. You know, to me, there's nothing worse over the years and many, many years. You know, I've been doing this 40 years. I'm on the air for 36 years. So, you know, I've been around a long time. But I remember being in the stores and someone would come in and they did some research and they wanted to take something. Let's say that they were on blood thinners and they decided they wanted to help their circulation. I understand where they were coming from. And they would come in the health food store and they say, I want to start taking some ginkgo biloba and some high dose vitamin E and some cayenne pepper. And I would have to be the one, you know, the heavy that would say, you can't use those with your blood thinner unless you're being monitored by your blood thinner physician and they're aware of it, because if you overthin the blood, there could be bleeding and you can't use them. And it was very disheartening to me that I wasn't able to allow them to try something that for the average person that wanted to increase their circulatory system that wasn't on a blood thinner would be able to use. So it was really hard to turn people away. And, you know, the same thing happens today. You know, people want to use the CBD. Their friends are all using it. They're getting great results. But here's somebody that works for the fire department or the police department, or they're a nurse or a pilot. And, you know, many of these people have, you know, a no or zero tolerance to anything in their system that still is considered federally, you know, illegal, even though it's such a tiny, tiny amount. But the psychoactive effects is not what we're talking about. We want to make sure that, you know, they're not testing in a place where they're not able to use CBD. You know, they have to be so overly cautious. And it's hard for me to say it because it's such a wonderful idea to stimulate this endocannabinoid system. So when this line came about, I was really happy because now I know that I can make a recommendation, you know, for people that want to use CBD, great. But for people that can't, or they've tried CBD and they were not able to get the benefit, maybe it didn't work for them. So the Emerald Health points of differentiation so that you understand. The Emerald line of products, there's five products in the line so far. They're derived from non-cannabis sourced echocannabinoid system plants and herbal botanical stimulators, all from plant, herbals, and botanicals. And these products are safe and legal and effective. There's no CBD, no THC. In the base, they have something called a phytocann complex, providing a full-spectrum endocannabinoid system support and a more comprehensive support than CBD. They have a four-pronged holistic approach to support the endocannabinoid system health and their condition-specific formulations, which I think is wonderful. The proprietary formulas contain endocannabinoid system activators, just not from CBD or THC, and the use of plant extracts from sources like clove oil and echinacea and Sichuan pepper and peony and ginger and magnolia naturally nourish the endocannabinoid system. So their four-pronged approach and basically the mantra of this company is the PhytoCann four-pronged approach supports the ECS with external ECS activators, feeds the endocannabinoid system with raw materials to help support production of our own internal supply of activators, our endocannabinoids, supports the creation of more ECS receptor sites within our bodies, and protects and preserves the ECS from breaking down. Now, when people ask about the PhytoCann complex, I think it's quite amazing because it is a proprietary and foundational formulation developed by Emerald Health Bioceuticals that takes a holistic and comprehensive approach to support endocannabinoid health. Now, in this are six ingredients: the peonia root, the clove oil, echinacea powder extract, the ginger root, the magnolia bark, the xanthoxylum fruit extract, and it's wonderful. And it's easy to use, and it's a beautiful formula. Now, when I first looked at this, I thought to myself, wow, they could just come out with this. And this would be a PhytoCann complex and endocannabinoid balancing product. And I think it would be absolutely fantastic. They don't need anything else. But they decided to go a different route. And I'm really glad that they did now that I've really got the research. Rather than just coming out with one product, because when you look at CBD, you've got CBD. Whether you got liquids or balms or capsules or however, it's a CBD product. This could have been a PhytoCann complex product, but they decided to kind of tweak it just a little bit. And by tweaking it, I mean formulate formulas for specific situations with some added things in it to give it a better GPS to get it to where it needs to be. So I'm going to talk about these products, and I think you're going to find them to be quite amazing. The first product is EndoCalm. Now, they've also got one called EndoBliss. So people ask me all the time, how do you talk about the second, back and forth, they sound so similar, but they're not. EndoCalm is for people like me, who hyper energy, you know, always up, you know, running around in circles. That's me, you know, it's you kind of crazy energy and we need to calm it down. So for someone that is hyper, somebody that can't relax, somebody that's a foot tapper or a pencil tapper on their table, or they're very, very stressed and they're very edgy and they're very nervous and, you know, they're more anxious than anything else. That's the EndoCalm. Now, the EndoCalm enhances mental energy naturally. Naturally addresses the body's response to stress and anxiety by supporting your endocannabinoid system and optimal health and vitality. So the EndoCalm is for someone that wants to, all of these support the endocannabinoid system. They've all got that beautiful PhytoCann complex in there. And this one here helps with relaxation and greater mental energy. adrenal function and helping with get more of the balance of normal cortisol level so we're not out of balance, and also positive changes on brain waves. In the ingredients, we have the phytocannabinoid complex. Now here comes the adjustment. They've added pharmagaba, ashwagandha, echinacea purpurea, and some organic hemp seed oil. Now, by adding these in, you take something that is already ready to go, already to balance the endocannabinoid system, but you give it a little bit more support so that you're able to really get that not only internal balance, but also that feeling of calm. I mean, I love it that things make a difference in our body when we take nutritional supplements. I like it better when we can feel it. The endocannabinoid system is intricately involved in balancing the neurotransmitters that influence the stress and brain function. So this EndoCalm is a healthful response to daily stress, fear, and anxiety. Feelings of relaxation and greater mental energy, adrenal function and normal cortisol levels, positive changes in the balance of body and mind, supporting our endocannabinoid receptor sites, production of more endocannabinoids, and retention of those endocannabinoids. It's a wonderful way to be able to kind of balance out occasional stress and anxiety. And I think that the wonderful thing that I find with this and the takeaway is that these products hit the areas that we're dealing with every single day that are the most talked about, suffered with, diagnosed. You know, people are dealing with stress and anxiety and edginess every day. And I think it's really important that these are addressing things, the main things we talk about, main things I do my shows on all the time. And I think it's important. The Endo Bliss, this is the other one, enhances mood elevation naturally. Naturally supports a positive outlook and resistance to daily pressures by nurturing and nourishing the endocannabinoid system. Now, the difference between the two is the EndoCalm would be used by somebody that's very edgy, very nervous, and can't relax. The Endo Bliss is when you're blue, when you're mild to moderate depression, you know, when you're seriously in a funky mood. I mean, learning how to elevate our mood a little bit. See, we approach things differently in society today. We use all different kinds of things every day. And people that will say, yeah, I have a little bit of, you know, kind of up and down mood things all the time. Well, what do you do about it? Well, I drink more caffeine or I have a cocktail, you know, and I do kind of things like that. So we are already trying to adjust our bodies in different ways today, but there are healthier ways of doing it. This Endo Bliss helps with naturally elevating the mood. It's also got wonderful beneficial effects on the key neurotransmitter with proven clinical health benefits. Once again, you get that wonderful, that patented phytocannabinoid complex. But they put saffron extract in here, echinacea, and some organic hemp seed oil. This is for that person that really just needs to kind of get out of the dumps. And I'll be honest with you, you know, I understand the idea of endocannabinoid system. And when I personally was in the dumps going through major tragedy, I used, because all that we had available at that time was CBD, and it did work on the endocannabinoid system. It did give me a little bit of that uplifting feeling, and it's important. But I think that this is another way, another avenue for those people that want to be able to have that balance, and maybe they choose not to use cannabis or CBD. You know, no matter how we look at cannabis and CBD today and THC, no matter how we look at it, and even with the legalities going on around the country and those kind of things going on, there are always going to be people that will choose not to use those plants because those plants are stigmatized. They come with a stigma attached. If CBD and THC came from broccoli or cauliflower, people would be eating it up like crazy. But because of the plant, it comes with that attached stigma, and no matter how wonderful the testing and all that wonderful stuff is going on, there's always going to be that stigma attached, and that's okay, because stigmas are also opinions, and we can have those. The Endo Bliss is part of the Emerald line. There is no THC, there is no CBD, there is nothing in here that's going to cause anything for you to, if you are worried about, not a problem. This Endo Bliss is involved in balancing neurotransmitters that influence our mood and our brain function. So we get that supporting natural elevation of the mood, beneficial effects on the key neurotransmitters, providing homeostasis, that biological balance of body and mind, helping to support the endocannabinoid receptor sites and production of more natural endocannabinoids, and then holding on to those endocannabinoids retention. So for people that want to promote more positive mood and a better outlook, that's what we're going to use the Endo Bliss for. Now, this product has been quite interesting for me, the Endo Sleep. I told the story when I was traveling last week. You know, I'm someone who doesn't get a lot of sleep. I just don't. And I decided to try this while I was there, and I got more sleep than I've had in a long time. So for me, it was only a couple hours, and most people would say, well, that's not that much more. But when you're coming from only getting a little bit, that's a big thing. So the Endo Sleep is going to be a very, very, very popular product. This is a way of helping to enjoy restful and rejuvenating sleep by naturally supporting your endocannabinoid system. It's supporting endocannabinoid health, and it supports deep rejuvenating sleep. This one has got the phytocann as well, and also passion flower, little pharmagaba and magnolia, and some organic hemp seed oil. I like those little additions to this because I think that made it a little bit more complete for me. The other thing, no groggy feeling in the morning. No, none of that head hangover in the clouds that sometimes with some sleep formulas we have to kind of deal with. You know, yeah, I got a good night's sleep, but it took me 2 hours to think clearly in the morning because I was so druggy. Even if it was natural, we still get that heavy head sometimes, but not with this. So when you're trying to balance the neurotransmitters that influence sleep quality, the Endo Sleep would be the way to do that for helping to support healthful sleep and rest and rejuvenation and provide that homeostasis balance and, you know, support the endocannabinoid receptor sites and production of more of those sites and then holding on to and the retention of the endocannabinoids. This is sleep-supporting herbals and botanicals to support deep, restful, rejuvenating sleep. Who doesn't really need a better night's rest once in a while? I think we all do. So definitely keep in mind that Endo Sleep. And the thing I like about it is it's safe. And although most of these will tell you to start with 2 capsules, people out there have a tendency to think that they need more, and you can take more, but don't start with the more. And the reason I say this is I got an email from a couple, and they're using a couple of the products. He is about 300 pounds. She's about 99 pounds. He's taking 2 and getting great benefits. She's taking 3 or 4. So it's not based always on your size. It's based on the health of your endocannabinoid system, what you've been doing and where it is and the status of the system right now. So start with the dosage of 2. And I think you will find it to be very comfortable. And then you can actually adjust the dosage later. Now, people say all the time, with food, without food, obviously the one you're taking at night, preferably on an empty stomach, would be better. But if you eat a little snack before bedtime, you're fine. I think some of these will work both ways, with or without food. Just it's going to depend on your stomach and your sensitivity. Some people can take anything without food. Some people have to have a little something in their stomach. Find your comfortable level. You know, listen to your body. Now, this is another one that's going to be very, very popular. It's called Endo Inflame. Now, today we know that we are loaded with inflammation coming from every direction. We have inflammation in our body that is the driving force where the endocannabinoid system is driving to find homeostasis. Our inflammatory system, although necessary, is basically out of control and driving all of our problems to be 10 times worse than they need to be. So what do we need to do? You know, it's not just about attacking pain. It's also about putting our inflammatory levels into a manageable level. So when you're trying to reduce pain and inflammation naturally, this product naturally promotes your body's healthy response to pain and inflammation by supporting the endocannabinoid system and optimal health and vitality. So this product is for reducing inflammation, freeing up the body to be able to do more in the area of pain and recovery, so it's not spending every waking hour just trying to put out the flames. Because it's more than that. It's more about helping to reduce that inflammatory level and putting that down and bringing it down and taking your foot off the accelerator on the car and easing up on the inflammation. Your body can say, oh, okay, now I can focus on the pain. And that's important. But remember, inflammation is not just about pain. You know, if you've got skin conditions, gastric conditions, you've got different health problems around the body, all of them are intensified by inflammation. So if you've got a chronic skin breakout and your body is totally in a state of heavy-duty inflammation and you reduce that inflammation, that skin gets better by default. Of course, internally, great diet, Mediterranean diet, lots and lots of omega-3s and 9s and all those wonderful oils, you know, are going to make a difference because those are anti-inflammatory as well as the Mediterranean diet. So they work together. It is body, it is lifestyle, and it is working together and finding that homeostasis harmony. So the endo-inflame give us positive effects in reducing pain. Balance in the key biological processes help us with our cellular health. This one has phytocan complex, of course, and curcumin and boswellia, organic hemp seed oil, things that work together to reduce inflammation. And what a wonderful thing that is. This product is intricately involved in balancing neurotransmitters that influence pain and inflammation, helping us find a healthy response to pain and inflammation, and helping us with mobility and flexibility, as well as reducing inflammation. This product is going to be, well, I love them all, but I mean, this is going to be hot because how many people today are dealing with inflammation? Most of us. So inflammatory levels, putting them in balance, finding a homeostasis of our mood with the bliss and our edginess and our anxiety with the calm, you know, or our pain and inflammation with the inflame, you know, or getting a better night's rest with the sleep. These are all adding up to a beautiful solution. And I was so happy that they have this one as well called the Endo Brain. Brain problems scare me to death. I have a terrible history in my family of Alzheimer's and dementia, and literally, I take as much stuff as I can for the brain. I'm scared to death. You know, as many people that know, I'm pretty much of a talker. You know, the thing is, it scares me that the two things that I need to do, which is think and speak, could be severely affected with dementia and Alzheimer's. It's very, very scary. So when something comes out that's going to, one, bring balance to the body, and one, help cognition, I'm all about it. The Endo Brain supports mental acuity and cognition by nurturing and nourishing your ECS system. You know, helping to improve memory and cognition, helping with brain cell transmission, protecting the brain against oxidative damage. You know, things we eat, things we breathe, things we come in contact with, stress, side effects of medication, these things are all oxidative to the body. And our brains suffer with it. So we want to keep our brain as healthy and have that balance. I want those endocannabinoids in my brain to be as healthy as possible. And because these products from Emerald work on both CB1 and CB2, I'm going to get those benefits to my brain. The phytocan complex is going to give me the balance, and they added in here huperzine and bacopa along with organic hemp seed oil. I'm going to get that brain balance. The ECS system is so intricately involved in balancing neurotransmitters that influence cognition and recall and memory, that this is like, well, it's a no-brainer because I think we all need some help. How many times today I hear from people in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s saying that, Jeff, I'm reading, I get to the bottom of the page, I can't remember. I mean, here we all have smartphones today, let's face it. Smartphones were supposed to help us, you know, become smarter and more balanced and give us more time, and all we do with our time now is play on our smartphones, and nobody can remember anything. We can't remember a birthday unless we get a pop-up. We can't remember a phone number unless we go into our phone. Emails? No. Addresses? No way. You know, I lost my phone one time. I thought my arms were cut off. I don't know what to do. I can't remember phone numbers anymore, and not that I want to, but the thing is, we have stopped using our brain in many ways, and our brains have kind of gotten mushy. And I think we're in overload. I think we have to remember 10 times more today than we did in the past. It's expected for us to remember a lot more. And our jobs tell us we need to remember more things than we ever did. And I hear from people every day saying, I am such an overload, I can't remember anything. I make lists and I leave a list at home. You know, so you're in the majority. Most of us are like that. And the baby boomers out there, the one thing that they're more scared about than anything is memory. I hear it every single day. They are so afraid of Alzheimer's and dementia and brain and memory related diseases and health problems. And I am right there. So when you have something that supports your brain and head endocannabinoid system that can be intricately involved in balancing neurotransmitters and things that influence our cognition and our recall and our memory, I think a lot of us are going to be all over this. Because we want to support our memory and cognition. We want to have a beneficial effect on the key neurotransmitters. We want that homeostasis, that biological balance of body and mind. And we want our endocannabinoid system receptor sites to be better and produce more and hold on to them longer. Because it's going to make a difference. This also helps a little bit with mood, a little bit with our outlook. I think people are going to find this to be very, very effective. I also think that a lot of people are going to think that they might want to use more than one of these. You know, so depending on what they're doing and where they're coming from. You know, the interesting thing is a lot of people say, you know, when you're bringing this line out there, you know, a lot of people were under the influence and under the impression, and they have the feeling that this was something that, you know, we were saying that, you know, we hated CBD, or people that were using this brand were haters against CBD. Couldn't be farther from the truth. CBD is an amazing product. I think it's amazing. And if you are able to use it and it fits your profile and you're getting great results, all the power to you. I'm not going to give up my CBD. But because these come from a different angle, I want both. I want to be able to feel the difference. I want to be able to get my system more balanced. I want to be able to work on both the CB1 and the CB2 receptors. I want my endocannabinoid system to be as healthy and as balanced as it possibly can. And this is a safe, wonderful, effective way of doing it. So today we're learning more things. And, you know, when you think back, you know, some of us have been around such a long time. You know, you go back 20 years ago, and if you had to ask yourself, what was the biggest boom that we saw, you know, 20 some years ago, was omega-3 fatty acids. You remember that? When I came up through the ranks, omega-3 used to sit on the bottom shelf next to the vitamin D. We never talked about it. We never did anything. There was hardly any research on it, and no one ever said anything. They used to tell people, eat some fish. And then all the studies started coming out, and then all the important levels of balance, and all of a sudden, omega-3s were catapulted to the top of the industry. And they have never slowed down because of that. And it was exciting. It was exciting to be able to see something that was so balancing and important and necessary. And then flaxseed oil and fish oils and all of these wonderful things. And now there's algae-based oils. And all these things are so important. They're part of the, you know, the top 10 nutrients I recommend every day. They're always in that top 10, way to the top. But for the last, you know, decade and a half, I mean, there have been versions of things that have come out, individual nutrients that have come out, but nothing as exciting as the endocannabinoid system. This is phenomenal. I mean, rarely do you get the wonderful job and career that you're 40 years into it and something is so stimulating to you after been doing things for such a long time. I love this field. I love that we're always learning. I love that there's new studies, and I love that it's growing, and I love that they're doing all of the different kinds of testing, and all the discoveries are coming out there. I love it, because who's going to benefit from it? All of us. All of us are going to benefit. And that's a wonderful thing. So think about checking out these products from Emerald. You're going to love them. And maybe start with the most important one, or maybe you're thinking to yourself, oh, I need more than one. You can do that too. Emerald Health Bioceuticals is leading the charge in the research and discovery and the healing power of all endocannabinoid situation and system activators. The ECS, learn that, because you're going to start to see more and more of it. ECS, endocannabinoid system. The Emerald products contain many, many unique and novel compounds to support the ECS. They also want our body to create our own versions of CBD and THC. You know, they're called 2-AG and anandamide, respectfully. So one thing you want to remember is that we're producing our own endocannabinoids, new ones, and holding on to them and stimulating and all those things in the body. That's all part of balance. That's all part of homeostasis. If our body and systems are out of balance in any way due to emotional, psychological, physical injury, or disease, our endocannabinoid system is activated to bring about a state of balance defined as homeostasis. But a lot of times it has a hard time doing it on its own, which prolongs the out of balance situation. These products are used to help us bring it back in balance. Put that 100-pound person on either side of that teeter-totter. Find balance. And I think you're going to see that it is quite amazing. Just remember, the endocannabinoid system is like a security system. It's constantly monitoring all the other systems of the body, looking for areas of trouble or concern. You know how important our gut is and how important our brain is. Well, the endocannabinoid system is like another brain for the body. You know, it's thinking, it's doing, it's balancing, it's healing, it's supporting, and it's doing all these wonderful things, but it's doing it in a way that, you know, for many of us, you know, we didn't know anything about it. We really did not know anything about this, and now we do. So we're trying to tap into it. Living a long time today in a state of ill health but being held together by Band-Aids is not quality of life. Living a long, healthy life in balance and homeostasis and being able to truly feel good, that's quality versus and quantity, not just, you know, extending your life longer. I know a lot of people that are being held together by medication and they're miserable. There's no balance. It's all about the drugs. It's all about, you know, supporting this, supporting that, and just keeping those symptoms in line and those symptoms in under control and making sure that your little dot on your blood work is where it should be. And that's all well and good. But there also comes a time when we need to start looking at the big picture and start thinking to ourselves, how do I do this? How do I look at these things a little bit differently? I don't know how we approach this any other way than to think to ourselves, I want to approach my health differently. I don't want to just be on medications. You know, I want to look at the big picture. I want to be a little bit more active because that gets the body moving and helps mobility. I want to eat a diet that is not only real food and supporting for the body, but also doesn't contain all the things that cause most of the problems that take people to the doctor's office and the pharmacy in the first place. Unhealthy foods, processed and fast food and junk food and chemical-based foods, all these things are taking us to the pharmacy because they're raising our blood pressure, they're adding weight, they're raising our blood pressure, blood sugar, our cholesterol, our triglycerides, they're clogging our arteries, and we're not doing anything supportive. It's not even real food anymore. We have to realize that things have got to change. And the only way they're going to change is if we do all the right things. I'm not saying you have to run a marathon. I'm saying maybe you have to walk your dog around the block. I'm saying that we need to drink more water. And if you're going to, and I don't tell people it's all black and white. You know, the gray area can be a very comfortable area where you're not giving up everything completely, but you're a lot better than you were in the past. And what happens is as you start to feel better, as your body starts to feel a little bit more of that balance, many people will start to think to themselves, you know, I can do this. You know, I can do a little bit more than this too. So I hope that you will take this information and run with it because, you know, so many of you have, you know, grabbed onto the idea of the CBD. And I think that that's amazing. And I will never say anything bad about it. I think it's amazing. And if you are someone who can utilize CBD, that's great. If you are someone that for whatever reason it didn't work for you or you want to try something different or you have to try something different because maybe you have a zero tolerance for THC in your job or your career, it's a different avenue with the Emerald line. Because when you're looking at the differences in these products, they're both going to get you to the same place. I think that the Emerald Health Bioceuticals are going to give you a little bit more support, a little bit more directed support. And I think you're going to notice things a little differently. People ask me all the time, how long is it going to take? I know a lot of people that notice it the first couple times they take it. I know a lot of people that take within 2 weeks, they're noticing a difference. But I guess I would say 2 weeks to a month, probably for your best results. And then I think from that point forward, it's just moving forward and staying with it and getting even more beneficial benefits as radiated benefits start to happen throughout the body. You know, there's nothing better than taking a nutritional supplement for a specific reason and getting that benefit, but getting benefit in three or four other areas that you had absolutely no idea that it could possibly help you with. See, because sometimes when one thing balances, it frees up the body to work in other areas. So sometimes those radiated benefits are part of the picture, We just don't know it because we're not expecting any benefits in those areas. But I think that you're going to find this to be quite interesting, and you're going to be able to see that these products really do give you a good balance. So whether you're looking at the EndoCalm, the EndoBliss, the EndoInflame, the EndoSleep, or the EndoBrain, check them out. And I think you're going to find them to be quite effective. You can pick up all of the products from Emerald at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them with the same place they've been for a long, long time. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They really make it easy. They make it easy for you to be able to get healthy. Get information, get your questions answered, choose from the highest quality products, and leave with great peace of mind because it's a full service environment. You're treated with great respect. You're greeted. Your questions are answered. You leave on a healthier path than most of us could do on our own. There's nothing better than great support. And when you're working on the number one thing where we need the most help and the most support, which is our health, you want the best of the best. So that's a great thing. So always choose a health food store with people that want to work with you, that want to give you questions to you and answer your questions to them. So you have the conversation. We learn how to have a dialogue. And then as you learn more and you get better peace of mind, you'll have that dialogue with your medical practitioner. And that's an amazing thing. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. And of course, like them on Facebook as well. When you're at the Stay Healthy webpage, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And make sure to check out this line of products from Emerald. You're really going to enjoy the benefits. I love it that we're learning. I love it that there's more things coming our way. And I learned that I can still get excited in our field. And that's a wonderful thing, you know, to be able to do what we do all the time and stay excited and, you know, and be able to pass on information and enlighten and inform and educate and provide people with the tools that they need so they can make better, wiser, healthier, more decisive decisions. Guessing is not an option. If you don't know the answer to something, search out a high-quality health food store like Stay Healthy, where you can take those questions in so you're not wasting a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of money heading in an opposite direction. And the other thing is we are all different. We all respond differently. So we have to learn how to listen to our bodies as well. And I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg with the endocannabinoid system. And I love it that CBD has broke through and really just opened the door. And now we're learning about the plant phytocannabinoids with the Emerald product line. My goodness, you know, where are we going with this? Hopefully just better and better and better and healthier and healthier and healthier. Because that's what it's all about. And remember, if you're using a lot of nutritional supplementation, these are going to work fine. They play well. They get along with the other things you're doing. And if you want to try more than one formula, you can do that safely as well. So take the time to enlighten yourself, ask questions, learn, read. Because you know what? We want to be as healthy as we can while we're here. And the best way to become healthy is to make sure that we're asking the right questions, but that we're asking it of the people that have the knowledge to answer them. And that's truly important. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in. Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, if you're tuning in and you can't tune in live to my show all the time, no big deal. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my amazing producers, all of my shows are recorded, they're podcast and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can also go there and answer questions. And on Facebook, I'm answering your questions on my Facebook page. Just on Facebook, go to Dr. Jeffrey Burke, click the like button, let's all stay in touch. Bottom line, let's work together to be as healthy as we can. Be well, have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.